Sportsradio.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I was just thinking during the break, if you were going to practice shutting down cities, lining people up, arresting certain individuals, surveilling and tracking the every move of all the others, where would you test that? You'd test that at Disney World. And that's how my brain just clicks. I'm like, Department of Defense Laboratory. Because I know their nomenclature. Boom, look it up, Department of Defense Laboratory. And again, it's not that I'm that smart. Somebody who's been watching football for 20 years, obsessed with it, you're going to know, you know, as much as the guys on ESPN or more. It's the same thing here. I've actually studied what's really being built. What's really going on around me? And I understand why the average person just goes, oh, that can't be true. Because you're taught you can choose your reality. You're taught that you can just say, oh, I don't believe this guy. But that doesn't change the facts. We might as well have little gray-headed aliens with big black eyes, like science fiction says, running things. Because the globalists are that removed from humanity. They're that cold-blooded. They're that hateful towards their own species. And in their own publications claim they're another species and transcendent. And they're going to get their world government. We're not going to be part of the future. And the globalists will get the life extension. And only the elites will get the digital augmentations. The pace of change that we are about to see as a society is mind-boggling because we've been in a frozen stasis culturally with just slow little incremental changes, coloration changes, presentation changes in 30-year-old tech that the globalists developed and bought and stole and put together. And now they've decided to go ahead and start accelerating a lot of the programs and the change. And if they are successful, 99.9%+ of those that help usher it in will be destroyed, will be crippled, will be made destitute, if they're lucky, by it. But because they are living in a fantasy land, because they're receiving false data, they won't even know that on the journey. They'll think they're winning, and they'll think it's a tragic event when they fail, and that it's somebody else's fault. It's all scripting. When you believe anything a liar says, you'll believe anything. You see, sometimes I can't just get up here and cover the news and analyze it. Because even within covering this news, we play into the paradigm of the social engineers. The way to defeat the New World Order is to really awaken to the fact that this civilization, to a great extent, has been pre-planned. I said to a great extent because they're not in complete control. They're trying to get in complete control. You know, that's the most important point I haven't made. If the globalists get their system in place, what would the complete control look like? Look in my eyes. You've got a lot of ancestors and all of their experiences. You've got intuition. You know the truth. I've seen the future, and so have you. We've got to change it. did you ever think you'd be where you are?
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? Do you feel tired, out of shape? Is your romantic life suffering? It's not your fault. You may have reduced testosterone, but now, for the first time ever, you can boost testosterone levels safely and naturally to feel more like you did 20 years ago. Introducing Ageless Male, a breakthrough supplement clinically proven to increase testosterone levels by 61% and within a healthy, normal range. Today, you can try it risk-free. So if you'd like to experience what healthy testosterone levels can feel like, more energy, better mood and focus, and more romance when you want it, you really need to give Ageless Male a try. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345. 1-800-497-8345.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I'll tell you what. I've spent an hour, 45 minutes, minus the commercials, kind of segueing in and out of the heart of my concerns dealing with the technocratic elite that are pre-designing our future and our technological development. It's very painful to hear talk show hosts talking about Steve Jobs and all of his innovations when that is multi-decade old technology and was rolled out according to a predestined, pre-established plan. The North American Union, the Asian Union, the Euro, all of it developed, set up by 1957 with the Treaty of Rome. A contemporary example that I use commonly is the Pentagon still claims the SR-71 Blackbird, developed in 1952 and serviced by 1955, is the fastest aircraft to this day in 2012. Or a more modern example is the B-2 bomber, stealth bomber. Test models were developed and already deployed in the 1960s. It was in service by the 1970s and, of course, was not revealed to the public until 1987, or was it 88? Guys, look up, just do a memory test here. My primitive electrochemical system, interface it with the silicon version, and let's pull up the B-2 bomber public rollout. I believe it was 87 or 88. Perhaps it was 89 now that I think about it. Let's just find out. Okay, continuing here. The reason I'm so concerned, let me just give you one small data point of literally hundreds on the subject of mass death, mass population reduction. Because this is something that I've been talking about for a very, very long time with great concern, because I've been able, in deep research, to investigate why Western governments are building gigantic, quasi-secret, doomsday scenario facilities all over the world. Why are they building animal and human DNA arks in remote areas of the Himalayas, the Arctic, the Antarctic, the frozen tundra? B-2 rollout was 88. Thank you. I watched the continuity of government system via NATO and the United States, but the Russians and Chinese are also have been obsessed with it, spending in some years upwards of 10% of the entire defense security budgets on building giant underground bases, with nuclear power, underground reservoirs. You know, people could live under there for 100 years. I watched this, and I watched, since I became really awake 18 years ago, quasi-awake 18 years ago, I became fully awake 15. I watched, and just because you're awake doesn't mean you know everything. It means you're now awake. You're able to learn. I watched this mad rush like the end of the world was coming. And then I learned, because these people leak stuff and they talk and the different academics talk, that they're not concerned about a meteorite. They're not concerned about little green men. They're not concerned about even nuclear war so much as they are biological weapons. And again, if you're driving along in your car right now, let's say you got your family in the car, maybe there's six of you in the vehicle. Statistically, if any of these weapons are released, and I'm going to talk about it here in a moment, statistically, if any of these are released, everyone in the car will be dead. Now, I know that's not as important as NFL playoffs. But see, there won't be any NFL playoffs if this happens. And I have then discovered in the last five, six, 7 years, my research just confirmed in triplicate, in spades, every angle I look at it, that they're not building these bunkers because they're worried about some rogue group producing and releasing airborne Ebola with a 94% kill rate, or human mouse pox with a 99% airborne kill rate, or different variants of bird flu and others with a 91, 92% kill rate. That's 9 out of 10 on your block dead. End of civilization as we know it. They're not doing this because they're worried. The only thing I have to figure out is that they're going to go ahead and release it, as they're clearly building up towards. Why they're running around, I guess for some future history, maybe that's it, so they can blame it on out-of-control biological testing, so that once they reemerge and set up a new civilization, they'll have an excuse for a total police state tyranny over all biological and nanotech developments. Because the entire establishment acts like we don't even exist and they don't even care if we're wise to them and they're just getting ready for the end of the world, while setting up 36 level 4 bioweapons labs in level 2 and 3 containment and setting up over 200 other facilities that are barely level 2 that have level 4 weaponized airborne total death being developed in them. Because, you know, the globalists sell to kind of mid-level minions and establishment types who think world government's like some Star Trek thing, because like baby ducks, they were imprinted with that. That, oh, it's just a big, you know, we all run around in jumpsuits and fly around in jetpacks in the global government and have, you know, hot blonde girlfriends or whatever. You know, that's in all the different movies and stuff. No, you're dead in that future. You don't exist. They send automated robot crawlers in to pull you out of the underground parking garages and your basements. You're not flying around wearing tinfoil outfits in the system, okay? Looking at it, the only answer there is they're just passing out all these bioweapons like dum-dum suckers at the barber. They're handing them out to any government, putting the full ingredients, the full breakdown, how to make all this stuff on the internet, because I guess in their weird, sick way, they're just going to let someone else produce it or leak it or have a mistake or claim a terrorist got it. And I've seen that in other models. 2000, foot and mouth, weaponized, England. I could tell it was a government operation. How? I'll give you a data point in a moment. Several data points. But I knew that that was weaponized because in a two-day period, it popped up from Scotland to southern England at hundreds of ranches, hundreds of farms. You don't have a foot and mouth pop up and show up all over the place at once unless it was governmental or major corporate launched. And sure enough, about a year after it happened, and they killed 8 million sheep, 4 million cows, used it to take over, have government control, try to break the farms in the UK. It came out, and the government and the BBC and other publications said, we believe an animal rights activist who doesn't believe in domesticated animals at this particular zoological level 4 bioweapons facility must have stolen it. But that's impossible. One man, one woman, or even a group of a few dozen terrorists couldn't get that all over the UK and have it all pop up on a two-day period with a government announcement PR on top of it. That's another data point, the slickness of the announcement. But the issue here is that they're probably going to let a low-level group release some airborne system that kills the majority of those that come in contact with it as the excuse to have the bio clamp down police state so they can then release something even more deadly later. And I think I've just answered my question right there. But they're passing it all out.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout throughout the night and day with all-natural lose and snooze from AbilityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Point I'm trying to get at, and then I'll go to the news and take your phone calls coming up. I'll give the number out. We as a society have obviously let technology grow at a pace that way outstrips our ability to even understand it as individuals. And the central controllers of our society are idiot savants. They know how to basically juggle the data to a certain extent, and by controlling the overall capital feeds, they can buy up and steer development in a direction they want. But in all the globalist publications, and you can pull these up, all they talk about is establishing a world government and then forcibly reducing our population by at least 80%. And those aren't idle threats by Ted Turner or Dr. Eric Pianka at University of Texas Biology Department or Peter Singer at Princeton or Prince Philip or Prince Charles or the Club of Rome or the UN Biological Diversity Assessment in 1996 or Maury Strong. And anybody who's gone to college knows you've been fed this line about humans being a parasite and we've got to reduce the numbers. This is the religion of those that run the globe. My point is they really intend to try to carry it out. All of the jacking poison in the water and cancer viruses in the vaccines and bisphenol A to reduce your fertility, estrogen mimickers, all of that is just macabre beta testing in this thing. I mean, where people are poor and don't have media and can't stand up for themselves, in Africa, Latin America, and Asia, I mean, every day I see articles. We could pull them up. You know, 15 babies die in the illegal vaccine test. 31 of 50 homeless in Poland given shot die. CBS News, a government polio vaccine program causing polio. And I just look at it. And if you're a new listener and you were joining us during the last segment, and I'm talking about weaponized superviruses. I mean, here's the Boston Globe today. And I really should be more positive because at least this stuff's being somewhat discussed now. Scientists pause research with lab-bred bird flu. It's a super contagious, airborne, highly lethal bird flu. AP reports, again, posted in the Boston Globe. Scientists who created easier to spread versions of the deadly bird flu said yesterday that they are temporarily halting more research as international specialists debate what should happen next. Now, the FBI, as you know, a month ago told them do not publish, as you did with mousepox and airborne Ebola and the rest of it, do not publish how you made it. Because in the case of mousepox that kills 99% of whatever mammal you tailor it for, that was published. A couple $100,000, and you've got the right biochemist, you can make it. And it's public. You think the FBI spies on the internet because they're scared of somebody with the anarchist cookbook? Only thing they'll do with that is blow your hand off. We can survive provocateurs, idiots, numbskulls, you know, bombing a bank or something and killing three people. It's a tragedy, but It won't kill billions. And you see, some of the higher-level academics will say, well, Alex, they're setting up a global technocracy to stop the release of this stuff. No, it's the technocrats that are making sure that they have weaponized viruses, hundreds of them, in level two facilities where you wear gloves and a mask and swipe a card and a door opens. You're supposed to have level four bioweapons in underground bases, three levels down, with three fences, with minefields and machine gun nests. I mean, that's federal law. Ever seen the Andromeda strain? That's, of course, a great medical doctor and writer who put that together. It's fiction, but it's based on real level four facilities. That's a level four facility. In fact, in the old days when they were messing with stuff like this, they reportedly had hydrogen bombs buried under them. Because let me explain something. If this stuff gets out, almost everyone listening to my voice is dead. And I want to know why the people running the world today are putting level four human and zoological diseases in level two facilities like the University of Texas at Galveston. When they first built it 8 years ago, I said it could be hit by a hurricane. Did you know it was hit by a hurricane and pretty much destroyed? They claim that they got the viruses out before it hit. Again, I know this is a lot more important than the NFL playoffs. That's why I'm here. And I see a global elite running around 24-7 with private bunkers and government bunkers and big corporate bunkers and talking about how great it's going to be, the age after humans, and how the world's going to come back. And the futurists say there'll only be a few hundred thousand elitists, and then it'll be this wonderful age where they repopulate the world and build it however they want. And they're just like somebody hyping themselves up to jump off a cliff 300 feet into water. They're just getting themselves hyped up to release it and then creating a weird pre-nostalgia with all these TV shows and stuff about all humans are about to die and fake self-fulfilling 2012 prophecy garbage. And they got the churches saying, praise God, it's the end of the world and all this stuff. It doesn't have to be the end of the world if we wake up to what's happening, because they're not up to the point of their entire military being robot and drone. The globalists cannot carry this out yet by themselves. They're going to need people that work for the system to carry this out. They're not in complete control. I'm on well over 100 radio stations, just on video streaming sites a week. It's over 5 million people now watching and listening to the show a week, just on video streams on YouTube and some other platforms. I mean, we're challenging the globalists. We weren't in their equation because there's not very many of them. Maybe a few thousand that have most of the puzzle, a few hundred that know it all. And I know why it's so hard for people to understand this, because it's so diabolical. I'm going to give the number out. Last week I took pretty much calls for 2 hours. Today we're just taking them in the last few segments. And I haven't even gotten to the news yet, because all the other news is secondary to this. Toll free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. I hope you'll call in on the subject I've raised, the future of humanity and the main threats we face. All right, the big news straight ahead.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MYSTICstampAD.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. Utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Okay, Nate, Bobby, Jason, many others, we're going to get to your calls after I go over some of the news now. But here's the Associated Press scientists pause research on basically weaponized lab-bred bird flu. Fears raised over lab-bred airborne strains. But notice the main concern is here out of CBS News in Dallas. Dallas plant investigated for dumping pig blood into Trinity River. And they think that some pig blood out of a slaughterhouse might have run out and dripped in a creek and gotten into the river. Oh, my gosh, we're all in so much trouble. And I'm not saying that that isn't important, but compared to airborne weapons that under government contracts these universities and others are producing, where are the priorities? You know, who's concerned about GMO from Monsanto and others infecting every soybean, every corn, every wheat, every maize variety, as they are? And then in all the big studies, organ failure in the rats that eat it. And so it goes and infects all the other seed lines. And that's not a problem, but a couple, you know, some blood might have gotten a river, though. You know, we're all really scared right now, that pig blood. That's the type of issue that we're talking about here. While we're worried about something like that, the big mega corporations who've basically written the laws and the regulations and their people are over all the regulatory agencies, they're not even getting looked at. Talking about arrogance, you know that cruise line disaster? I got a story here out of the London Telegraph. Costa Concordia insulting cruise offered to survivors. They've offered them a 30% off on their next cruise. Oh, that's funny. That is really, really funny. Isn't that owned by Carnival Cruise Lines? Yeah, I saw that in the news. Costa Concordia, but it's like a sub corporation. You know, that captain's learned from Baghdad Bob and our own criminal government's baloney propaganda spin machine. When the Italian Coast Guard ordered him to get back onto the ship and help people get off, it turned out he ordered dinner on the lifeboat, though. He was having a drink. He said, oh, I fell into the lifeboat on accident, but I'm not going back. And see, if you question an authority figure, that's called conspiracy theory. And we've all been taught that virtue to never question government or big corporations. In fact, they should have just said the whole wreck was a conspiracy theory. Just the ships there sinking on the coast of Italy, just say it didn't happen. And if people show video, just say it's not there. Kind of like I can prove that Al-Qaeda works for the criminals that run our government, that all the major terrorists have been led into the U.S. and are protected from the underwire bomber on Christmas Day to Amiral Alaki hanging out at the Pentagon. But none of that matters. It's a conspiracy theory. So just say the ship never capsized, never listed, and isn't there. Just say Italy doesn't exist. Because after all, remember Karl Rove's quote about how he controls reality? And you've got a public that sees it as a virtue to get conned, a virtue to get hurt, a virtue to follow all this pablum. Hey, look at this one out of Politico. Federal prosecutor to take the Fifth Amendment and Fast and Furious probe. Oh, it's the prosecutors, the guys that get the bad guys, the guys that get 98% conviction rate. Do you really think 98% of people are guilty? No, for at least 20 years. Almost all the federal grand juries are criminals who would send a one-year-old to the gas chamber if told to. They will convict anyone they're told to. Okay? Because who runs these grand juries? You're not supposed to, but it's the prosecutors. And, of course, it was all in federal filings a year plus ago. That's why they came up with a cover story of, oh, we just had some guns at some gun shops in Texas and in Arizona and Illinois and some other states. We just had some guns that we were letting be sold to track them down to Mexican drug kings. Of course, the federal documents from the beginning in federal court that the government declared national security on was that our criminal government, you know, the thing run by the Ponzi scheme banks that, don't worry, you're going to destroy everything. And don't worry, yuppies, you like to get hurt, you're going to get hurt. So just giggle at the radio, have fun, don't worry, you'll get everything you want. It's all real funny to laugh at people that are informed. They said it was to blame the Second Amendment. And of course, I told you that over a year ago, but CBS News 2 months ago reported that, oh, sure enough, the federal documents have now come out in subpoena, that it was all meant to blame the Second Amendment. Of course, that was domestically. Internationally, it was to ship guns into Mexico, but also Texas, Chicago, Indiana, Florida, to give it to drug gangs that were shooting and killing the other drug gangs that weren't laundering their money through big U.S. banks, which means globalist banks. Remember Wachovia, Wells Fargo, $376 billion last year that reported on? In a 2-year period, Oh, but don't worry. They paid a $110 million fine. Well, we did the math on that once. It's like something like 0.03% or something. So, I mean, why shouldn't they go for broke? Why shouldn't they do something new? Why shouldn't they? And again, they say that in the land of crazy people, the sane person is the nut. Or they say in the land of the blind, the one-eyed man is king. Maybe I am the crazy one. Maybe I am the bad one. Because, see, when the whole government's corrupt at the top, and you got a bunch of naive sheep below them that enjoy being hurt, and think it's cute and, you know, winning to repeat what they're told, talk show hosts and others, that here's an example. If you wanted to arrest a communist or a Jew or a Seventh-day Adventist or whatever the case was in 1932 Germany for no reason and kill them, that would be a felony and you go to prison in Germany. But see, Hitler took over and was a tyrant and said it was legal. Of course, you can't really legalize tyranny in common sense, but if people go along with it, in a way you can. And so he could kill tens of millions of people total. And 22 million Germans died in the war. Civilian and military. They really got blessed. 60 million of them, 22 million went bye-bye. Oh, that went well. Going along, they were trendy yuppies too then. They did what the radio and newsreels and newspapers said. Because, you know, the terrorists blew up the Capitol and other stuff. Of course, it was really the Nazis. But, hey, it was fun to get mad. Fun to get worried about terrorists. You know, some Polish terrorists, you know, they're all bad. Oh, Muslim, they're all bad. You know, it was fun. It was fun to have one-third of the Germans go bye-bye. Yeah, one-third of the Germans just, oh, 22 million at the end of the war, bye-bye, in Germany alone. Oh, that went well. That went well. But I forgot how I got on the subject of Germany. Oh, yeah, when your government's run by absolute criminals who compete with each other, so the very worst get in to the power structure, it's just legal for them to ship guns into Mexico and then blame it on the Second Amendment. And even when they got caught, I said last year, watch, they'll still use it. And you know what? They couldn't get Congress to pass a law restricting gun sales in the U.S. So the ATF just sent letters threatening to arrest gun dealers if they sold the rifles and didn't jump through these new hoops. And, of course, the rifles were already all registered to the instant check, but they didn't care. It was about the ATF saying, you'll do what we say outside of law. Kind of like the federal government shutting down power plants all over the country outside of law. Congress didn't pass a law, but they're doing it. Obama is launching wars without Congress, but Congress itself signed a law saying, I can be arrested, you can be arrested and disappear forever, be tortured, be killed. It's called the NDAA. And don't worry, they will use it and they will abuse it. All right, I haven't even gotten into a bunch of other news here, but we're going to come back, go to your calls. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with four waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225. Or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire. Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com, your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network. Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I got about 20 phone calls here. I'm going to give each person about a minute. We'll get about 10 or 11 of them in during this segment. I meant to get into the Great Internet Wars Have Begun, an article by Kurt Nemo and myself. I'll cover it more tomorrow on the weekday show, because it isn't just about the Internet and freedom of the web that's under attack. It's the entire technological infrastructure that's having backdoors and Trojan horses built into it. We're going to document that tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. If you don't have a local AM or FM in your area, Infowars.com is the website. Nate in California, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Yeah, so, yeah, I'd like to talk about maybe the TV. I think that's a big problem, obviously. They sold it to us back when they first invented it. As, you know, they'd have all wholesome shows on, and it was good. We could trust it. And then now, if you look at it, it's obviously promoting 180-degree different. And I think that is where a huge problem.
But it's more than that. It puts people into a mesmerized near sleep state. It's a quasi waking, sleeping dream state, similar to hypnotism.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
You realize the brainwaves overall, the average person is in a lower brainwave state than they were before television was invented. I mean, people are actually in a trance. That's why they won't listen to you.
Yep, and it's sad. One thing about Ron Paul, if I could, I believe he's the only one that is electable, because Yeah, if Newt Gingrich or Romney gets in, he's only going to get the far extreme right. I mean, we need somebody like Ron Paul that's going to get a Democrat and an independent and a Republican. So,
well, you're right. You're right, Nate. The polls show that Ron Paul does better than any other Republican candidate head-to-head. Gallup and others show this against Obama. But more than that, he's the only real candidate that isn't bought and paid for by the globalists.
Right, yeah, no, I see that 100%, but I'm just trying, I try to tell that to Newt Gingrich supporters, you know, and all that kind of thing, but.
Sure, anyway, I hear you. I'm going to jump, good points. The average talk show host just repeats the talking point that Ron Paul can't win as a self-fulfilling prophecy and thinks that they're a winner because they go along with the propaganda that he can't win, and then when he doesn't win, they're satisfied and feel like they're winners. And that's a self-fulfilling prophecy of fraud. And Ron Paul's really freaked him out being in second place in most polls, the fact that he's basically bucked all that. But it's a manifestation of the awakening. Great points, Nate. Robbie in New York, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Newt Gingrich just kind of came out of nowhere last night, didn't he? With the primary there.
Yeah, we've got an article at Infowars.com concerning what looks like fraud. We know Iowa was fraud. That's in their local papers now, that the Iowa thing is completely in the air. And Karl Rove says they're going to have a gentleman's agreement on who gets the delegates. So.
and it's funny, they put Paul down in fourth as if somehow Santorum, Romney, and Gingrich all managed to beat him. I don't believe that for one second, you know.
Well, we've had top elections experts on, and they say South Carolina is just fraud central.
Yeah. But one more thing. It looks like Issa, you know how he's a former ATF head. He's kind of acting like he's trying to act like he's actually trying to get some answers, but at the same time, you know, he's trying to protect, you know, the past administration and whatnot. So. He's putting up a show that he's actually trying to prosecute these guys, and at the same time, he's not really doing anything about it, you know? I mean, I don't know.
Look. I said months before it was announced that Issa was going to have to basically stop his investigation because Fast and Furious, under other names, was going on under Bush, under Clinton. Iran-Contra wasn't the first time our government shipped guns out and drugs in. They shipped the guns out to the gangs to control the supply. It's $500 billion a year. The big banks launder it. The government brings it in. And the only people they shut down are the small cartels that don't launder their money through them. They made drugs illegal. Our government made drugs illegal in the 30s because alcohol prohibition had ended. And the corrupt government had made so much money off alcohol prohibition, they wanted something new. And again, by having it illegal, it jacks the prices up, A, but more importantly, B, it allows them to send the police after their competition. Great points. I appreciate your call. And, of course, he's getting the point of federal prosecutors taking the Fifth Amendment and Fast and Furious probe. And nothing's going to happen to them, folks. They did what they were told. I mean, the U.S. government doesn't just run drugs. They run kidnapped kids. And if you don't know about that, just type it in. I mean, there's congressional hearings. And I've watched congressional C-SPAN where Congress people say, well, this company kidnaps little kids. And they go, yes, they do, and they're allowed to. And they go, no one gets in trouble. And they go, nope. I mean, it's you can type that in. Rumsfeld questioned on child sex trafficking. Type that into YouTube. And he goes, nope, they don't get in trouble. And the Congress people go, so nothing's going to happen. He goes, nope. And they go, okay. I mean, they're going to bring the drugs in. They're going to put cancer viruses in your shots. They're going to do whatever they want. I mean, have you not figured this out yet? They do what they want because you're naive. People say, well, then why are you still alive? Because if they kill me, it highlights everything I've said. It puts an exclamation point behind it. And they still might. And quite frankly, I don't want to die, but I don't care. I'll never commit suicide, I'll tell you that. But, I mean, you know, somebody's got to stand up to this scum. And let me explain why they're so evil. Once the system gets criminal across the board, one group of criminals can't tell the other group, hey, you're going too far, because the other group will say, hey, you're involved in crime. I'll rat you out if you go public. So once you get a systemically corrupt society, the sky's the limit. They can't tell DU weapons lobbyists, hey, this wasn't used until 1990. It kills all our troops that use it. May take 20 years, but it kills them. You can't use that. They go, hey, you're running drugs and kidnapping kids. Shut up. Yeah, but we're going to have to pay for insurance claims on all these trips. Don't worry. We'll have a Department of Justice agreement letter, 1998, that you don't have to give any of the dead troops any of their death benefits. That's A.P. Bloomberg. I mean, so the whole thing starts crumbling where the criminals just go, party time! And they go wild. And that's now happened. And I look at the naive public. I mean, they're helpless. I'm in stores and places, and I look at these fathers who are wearing their tough guy shirts with their kids. I went to the pet store today, and I was watching dads walking around, looking at other men with their eyes. I'm powerful. You know how powerful I am. I'm like, are you powerful enough to know what's going on in your food and water? Are you powerful enough to admit there's big, evil people above you, and that you're not just strutting around here in the fish section of the place acting tough? Okay, pal? I see these arrested development men. It just makes me want to throw up. And their eyes are so weak. I wish they would face reality. I wish they'd become real men. I mean, how can a man hear this stuff? How can listeners hear what I've said today, new listeners, and not go check out everything I've said? If there was one chance in a million it was true, you'd look it up. Unfortunately, it's all true and worse than I can even tell you. Oh, we got Jason, Carl, John, Ken, John, Chris, Jeff, Wyatt, Teeny. Let's go to Teeny with a name like that. Teeny in Indiana, where the ATF ships guns to drug gangs to kill their opposition. That came out in federal court. How are you doing up there?
Oh, I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm just wonderful.
You look good. I'm watching you.
Well, thank you, ma'am. It's always nice to have a woman tell me I look good. I appreciate that.
You do. You always have nice clothes on.
Well, thank you.
Anyways, I wanted to tell you, I've got a new thing for the prostitutes. It's educated, stupid prostitutes. Educated because they went to school. Stupid because they're too stupid to leave their pimps.
That's a good name. I think I'm going to steal brother Ron Paul's term, the sewer line media or the sewer stream media, because we already think of them as mainstream. No, they're the sewer stream. I appreciate your information. They're good to hear from you. Let's go ahead and talk to Jason in Texas. Jason, you're on the air.
How are you going today?
I appreciate you putting up with me, brother. I'm doing good.
All righty. I got one little data point. Just recently, I watched the new Planet of the Apes movie, The Rise of the Apes.
Yeah, it's about a bioweapon, yeah.
Yeah, and they had some sort of mistake there at the biolab and one of the attendants.
And everybody dies. After the credits, it shows the map of all everyone on Earth dying. Isn't it beautiful?
But you can kind of see the thinly veiled propaganda where, like, the apes are safe, and then they come out from the destructed civilization, and they become the new rulers of the world.
And if you notice, you're right. In the background, the astronauts have launched. That's 2001 Space Odyssey. They're going to come back. Yeah, that gets into Illuminati stuff. That's pretty deep there. God bless you. Sorry to all the other callers. Love you. Back tomorrow, God willing, 11 a.m. Central. Great job to the crew, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.